October 3rd. As everyone is aware, at least in the chamber, for those of you at home, we just had a beautiful unveiling of our new portrait, or a restored portrait of Mayor James Hyde, the first mayor of Newton, and it was acknowledged during that presentation that there were many people that had brought this process to fruition and had that hanging here in the chamber, so I'm hoping that folks from the public can come by and take a look at that. But in those remarks, it needed to be recognized that it was our city clerk, David Olson, and his son who had hung the portrait for us for the presentation tonight. So David publicly wanted to say thank you, or a lot of remarks made who wanted to thank you for that. And thank you for Alderman Salvucci for bringing that up. Thank you. I want to make my colleagues aware that there is a couple of announcements. There's a memo on your desks from Alderman Fuller regarding docket item number 89-11 that will be taken up in public facilities this Wednesday evening, October the 5th. I want to make everyone aware in the chamber that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. We are going to have our first call of reports, and then I am going to turn the podium over to my colleagues who are going to offer a very special testimonial resolution. At this time, I am going to start our first call of reports, and I'll recognize our Chair of Land Use, Alderman Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report of the Land Use Committee tonight. However, I would like to make a motion to suspend the rules pursuant to Article 9, Section 1 of the rules and orders of the Board of Aldermen to suspend the time restrictions to allow a petition to be assigned a public hearing for November 15, 2011.
Okay, there's been a motion made and seconded to suspend the rules. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Please do so, Alderman Hesmahan.
Okay, the docket item number, let me just read it into the record, is docket item number 271-11, Newton Community Service Center petition for a special permit site plan approval to waive 19 parking spaces in order to convert its current use to office space in anticipation of the sale of its building at 429 Cherry Street, Ward 3, West Newton, on land known as SBL 331212, containing approximately 13,398 square feet of land in a district zoned Business 1. The reason that we need or why it's been requested that we suspend the rules is because this qualifies as a quote-unquote major project. That is one, in this particular case, because they're seeking a waiver of 19 parking spaces, anything waiving in excess of 5 parking spaces is defined under our rules, Article 10, as a major project. And as most, I think, of my colleagues recall, a number of years ago, we amended the rules so that major projects would not be taken up towards the end of a term or during certain parts of the year in the summer, so-called blackout periods, unless there was a waiver of the rules in order to allow it. In this particular instance, this is the NCSC Teen Center. They've been trying to find a buyer and someone who would reuse this building. The proposed uses as an office space. It is seeking 19 waivers, so it does need relief here. Again, just so it's clear, the blackout period at the end of the term is because the public hearing, those who are on the board when the public hearing is held are the only ones who can vote on it, and if it can't go over into the next term because it wouldn't be the same board that would be voting on it. Just to be clear, that's probably clear as mud, I apologize. But anyway, we got to do this. In order for this to be taken up for a public hearing on November 15th.
Or you could have just said, I got to do this right at the beginning, and we could have kept going.
I'm a man of many words.
I'm teasing you, Alderman Hesmahan. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Next, we have the Zoning and Planning Committee. Oh, sorry, apologize. See, I get caught up in all my own jokes, so I can't even, procedurally, I get all screwed up. So there's been a motion made and seconded. All those in favor for suspension of the rules to add this to the referral docket will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Alderman Hesmahan.
Needs to now assign the hearing.
Alderman Espahan, now that you've had the rules suspended, now the hearing needs to be assigned. Same docket item for, I believe you said, November the 15th.
Yes, Mr. President, we'd like to recognize to assign a public hearing for November 15, 2011. It's docket item number 271-11, 429 Cherry Street, West Newton.
Thank you very much.
And just to remind folks that tomorrow night's land use meeting has been canceled.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, we have the Zoning and Planning Committee chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee report is on page 179 of the report's docket. Docket item 94-11, parens 2. Alderman Espahan proposing amendments to Chapter 30, Section 30-1, clarifying that an accessory apartment is an accessory and subordinate use to the principal dwelling on a lot. To sections 30-8 and 30-9, clarifying that no accessory unit may be held in separate ownership from the principal dwelling, and to require that any special permit for an accessory apartment automatically include a condition that the two dwellings may not be held in separate ownership, and to section 30-22, requiring that a RAP report certificate of occupancy include language clarifying that the accessory apartment must be held in common ownership with a principal dwelling unit, and that the owner must dwell in one of the two units. And this was approved 6-0, and that was the only item in which we took action. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, we have the Programs and Services Committee chaired by Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 180. The first item to report out is item number 220-11. Deborah Fogel et al. Filing with the City Clerk on July 26, 2011, a group petition with 52 qualified voter signatures pursuant to Section 10-2 of the City Charter, requesting the Board of Aldermen hold a public hearing to allow regulated but unsupervised swimming at Cronin's Cove on Crystal Lake. The resolution, a resolution was passed to request that the Parks and Recreation Department revisit the issue, and that was approved by 8-0. I'd also like to take this opportunity to ask for suspension of the rules.
A motion has been made to suspend the rules to poll her committee on a conflicting item so that we don't have to take it up on second call. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Please do so.
Committee members, I'd like to poll you to ask that our report reflect the, actually that we accept the Finance Committee's report for item number 87-09 on page 184. That was the item Alderman Sangiolo, Brandel, Friedman, and Espahan requesting a home rule petition to allow the City of Newton to require elected officials to contribute a higher percentage rate for health insurance benefits than is required for other employee groups. Committee members? Do I have a motion?
This is a motion to accept the NAN of the Finance Committee.
So all those in favor? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Thank you very much. That concludes your report. Great. Thank you. Next, we have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. The book begins on page 181. 254-11, Nancy Broaddus, 57 Theodore Road, filing on August 15, 2011, an appeal from the decision of the Traffic Council on July 28, 2011, to deny TC 30-10 as follows, requesting a pedestrian warning beacon with a crosswalk at Theodore Ward and Parker Street, Ward 8. The appeal was approved 6-0. 147-09, Alderman Vance, Espahan, Danberg requesting a discussion with members of the administration of such possible adoption by Newton City Government of programs such as Zipcar, Fast Fleet Vehicle Sharing and Management System as a means of reducing the cost of vehicle usage by the city employees and the impact of such usage on the environment. That was voted no action necessary, 6-0. 65-10, Alderman Yates, Shapiro, Johnson, Swiston, and Haney asking the MBTA to provide safer access to bus route 52 for residents of Manhattan Woods and employees and students of Mount Ida College. That also was voted no action necessary, 6-0. And that will conclude my report, but it also asked for suspension of the rules for a late file docket item.
Alderman Ciccone has made a motion to suspend the rules to accept a late file docket item. It's seconded by Alderman Sangiolo. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. 281-11, J Middle School PTO applying for a license pursuant to General Law Chapter 10, Section 38 to play bingo and award prizes in lieu of money for F.A. Day Middle School bingo and board game social and fundraiser on Saturday, October 22nd from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Arts Center in Newtonville.
Thank you. That will now be accepted as part of our referral docket.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Next, we have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Schnipper.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 182, 257-11, NSTAR Electric petitioning for a grant of location to install 37 feet of conduit in Pine Street opposite Evergreen Circle in a southeasterly direction. That was approved 6-0. 258-11, National Grid petitioning for a grant of location to install and maintain 95 feet of 6-inch gas main in Withington Road from the existing 6-inch gas main at 122 Withington Road, southerly to 137 Withington Road for a new gas service. That was approved 7-0. Continuing on page 183, 38-10, Parens 3, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $104,826 from the Energy Improvement Capital Stabilization Fund to provide additional funding for the costs associated with building envelope improvements at the Newton Lower Falls Community Center. That was approved 6-0, and that concludes the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, they have the Finance Committee report to be given by Chairman Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance report begins on page 184. The first item is 38-10, parens 3. His Honor the Mayor requesting $104,826 from the Energy Improvement Capital Stabilization Fund to provide additional funding for costs associated with building envelope improvements at the Newton Lower Falls Community Center. This item was approved by a vote of 8-0. Item 259-10, the Comptroller transmitting the annual financial report for the audit of the last fiscal year ending June 30th, 2010. This item was voted no action necessary by a vote of 5-0. And then 87-09, Alderman Sangiolo, Brandel, Friedman, and Hess Mahan requesting a home rule petition to allow the City of Newton to require elected officials to contribute a higher percentage rate for health insurance benefits. This item was voted NAN by a vote of 8-0. And that I would move the report. Mr. President, I would also just like to make sure that my colleagues and members of the public are aware that due to the holiday next week, instead of meeting on Monday, the Finance Committee will be meeting on Wednesday of next week. On the docket and in your packet, you received a lot of backup information on the iCube program. And so I am hoping that everyone who has the opportunity or the time will come to the presentation that evening. Obviously, this is an extremely important item for the city, since the city is going to be asked to guarantee anywhere from $12 to $15 million in bonds. So we made every effort to make sure that you got the agreement and other backup information well in advance of the meeting. If you have any questions, and I've already received some that we are forwarding on to have answered for either prior to the meeting or that night, if you have any questions, if you could get them to me or if you could get them to Shauna, we'll do everything that we can in order to get the answers for you ahead of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, we have the Real Property Reuse Committee, chaired by Alderman Danberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report. The item was held.
Thank you. Next, we have the Post Audit and Oversight Committee, chaired by Alderman Swiston.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you. And last, we have the Committee on Community Preservation, chaired by Alderman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. And the report is on page 185. Item 270-11, Community Preservation Committee requesting a brief discussion of Newton's overall policy goals and funding options for affordable housing with the Aldermanic Committee on Community Preservation and any other interested members of the board. And that was voted no action necessary, 7-0. And item 193-11, Community Preservation Committee in conjunction with the Aldermanic Committee on Community Preservation requesting a discussion of the program goals in the published FY12 CPC budget. And that was also voted no action necessary, 7-0.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, I'd like to recognize Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Alderman Gentile reminded me that zoning and planning is also meeting Wednesday the 12th due to the holiday. So I just wanted committee members to know that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Alderman Johnson. I also do want to remind colleagues that this Wednesday night we want to have a chairman's meeting that all board members are invited to attend, discuss a number of items that will hopefully take us through the end of the calendar year with regard to our business. That will be at 7 p.m. in room 222, and then we'll start committee meetings immediately following that. Is there any other business before us on first call before we get to our special guests in the resolution? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call of reports and on our referral docket.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye, except for docket item 220-11 on page 180, in which I vote no.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Castan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Wright.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Fangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 24 yeas on all items except item docket item number 220-11, where the vote is 23 yeas and 1 nay.
Great. All items on first call carry. At this time, I'd like to recognize the following board members to please join me up here at the podium. Alderman John Friedman, Alderman Ruth Ann Fuller, Alderman Stephen Linsky, Alderman Brian Yates, Alderman Susan Albright, Alderman Leonard Gentile, Alderman Amy Sangiolo, Alderman Vicki Danberg, and Alderman Marcia Johnson. And I'm going to turn the microphone over to Ward 8 Alderman at Large, Alderman John Friedman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am delighted to be joined with colleagues here tonight and offer a testimonial resolution to the 2011 Newton Babe Ruth All-Star Baseball Team, which had a remarkable run, and we're delighted that they're here with us tonight. I think it's also worthy of mention that a number of the members of this team were before this body a couple of years ago when they were a member of another remarkable team that also did very well in the Williamsport games, but not as well as they did this time around, and so we're delighted to have them here. So let me read this to you. Two, the 2011 Newton Babe Ruth All-Star Baseball Team, for the team's excellence on the ball field and in recognition of the distinction and honor that they have brought to the city of Newton. Whereas, the Newton Babe Ruth All-Star Baseball Team is made up of 14-year-old players from across the city of Newton, and whereas the Newton Babe Ruth All-Star Baseball Team, in the summer of 2011, began the road to the Babe Ruth World Series by winning the Eastern Massachusetts Finals and the New England Championships to secure a place in the Babe Ruth World Series, the first team in Newton history to do so. And whereas the Newton Babe Ruth All-Star Baseball Team took the Babe Ruth World Series by storm, finishing first in their division, beating teams from Alabama, Virginia, and Oregon, and finishing the season as one of the top four Babe Ruth teams in the country. And whereas the members of the Newton Babe Ruth All-Star Baseball Team demonstrated consistent excellence on the field, showing themselves to be skilled, disciplined, and respectable players throughout their participation in the series. Now, therefore, be it resolved that in recognition of the 2011 Newton Babe Ruth All-Star Team's outstanding accomplishments at the Babe Ruth World Series, the Honorable Board of Aldermen representing the entire City of Newton congratulates the players and coaches of the 2011 Newton Babe Ruth All-Star Team for their extraordinary success offered this third day of October by Aldermen Friedman, Albright, Danberg, Fuller, Gentile, Johnson, Linsky, Sangiolo, and Yates. And I would like to invite, if we have a suspension of the rules, Mr. President, to invite up inside the rail the coaches and the members of this team. Do I hear a motion? All those in favor? Any opposed?
Can I say the ayes have it, Mr. President?
Yes, yes. All right. So with that, I'd like to offer congratulations, and please come on up to the podium.
Thank you. And on behalf of my fellow coaches, Phil Leboff and Mike Ferry, and all the players, thank you for honoring us. We're deeply appreciative not only for this, but also for everything that you have done for the youth of Newton in sports, including I heard mention of some things a few minutes ago that you're working on. So thank you very much. This is an unusually high-achieving age group in Newton. As you mentioned, 2 years ago, some of us were here for the Newton Central Little League Williamsport team. Also, 2 years ago, there's one or two players on this team who I think were on the Newton Pop Warner football team that won the state championship and then went to the state finals last year as eighth graders. And in addition, some of you know that this last winter, Alderman Gentile knows that this age group won both the Division I and Division II travel basketball state championships, which I think is a first in Massachusetts history, that a Division I and Division II team from one town or city has won the state championship. So I've heard, I don't know much about soccer or hockey, but I've heard that there's some pretty phenomenal soccer and hockey teams in it. So I don't know what was happening in Newton in 1996 and 1997. Some of those great scientists from MIT, Harvard, UBC, et cetera, were enhancing the genetic pool in some way. And all of us as coaches, for Phil and Mike and myself, we all benefited. And we think the other teams did too, from the phenomenal coaching that these players have received in so many different sports and so many different youth programs in Newton. So all of you here have a right to be incredibly proud of yourselves as well as these incredible players. So thank you. Thank you for honoring us. Coach Mike Ferry, Coach Phil Leboff, Kevin Alexi, Douglas Friedberg, Theo Resnick, Curtis Beatrice, Spencer Anderson, Tommy Hodgson, James Patty, Christian Cox, and Deshaun Galbraith, and unfortunately not able to attend tonight, Benny Wenger, Zeke and Isaiah Berg, and someone I know, Elliot Zachman, unfortunately. Unable to, and Mikey Barbieri, who's playing football in Somerville right now. So. Okay, so thank you very much. Thanks.
John, why don't you take this? I thank my colleagues for sponsoring this, and thanks again for all you've done to represent Newton locally and on the state level and nationally. So thanks again very much. Very appreciated. I would like to ask, seeing that there are no items on second call, I'd like to see if we could suspend with a recess. Is there a motion to suspend the recess? Motion moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Is there, seeing no other business before the board tonight, I'd like to recognize Alderman Swiston. We have a motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Meeting is adjourned at 8:11 p.m.